Hello, everyone. Welcome to the July 12th, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. So, in this segment, we're going to take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's on the celestial agenda for July 12th to July 19th and beyond. The big news this week is that Jupiter is changing signs. Jupiter is one of the long-term transit influences, so when it changes signs, that's important news. It takes Jupiter about a year to travel through a sign in the zodiac. Since mid-June 2014, Jupiter has been in Cancer. On July 13, 2015, Jupiter leaves Cancer and moves into Leo. Jupiter will remain in Leo until early August 2016. Leo is considered a favorable sign for Jupiter because the Sun, ruler of Leo, is a friend of Jupiter in Vedic astrology. In world events, Jupiter is the planet of education, religion, and law, and therefore indicating everything from teachers and preachers to judges. Jupiter is also one of the financial planets, indicating banks and bonds, as well as prosperity in general. Jupiter is the energy of expansion and increase. Leo is the sign of royalty, therefore leaders, as well as governments. Thus, Jupiter in Leo gives leaders and governments, as well as religions and courts, the energy to expand their influence. Regarding personal astrology, wherever Jupiter transits in the zodiac, it contributes positive energy to that sign and, by extension, to the corresponding house in your Vedic astrology birth chart. So now, let's consider some of the potential effects for each of the rising signs. If you have an Aries rising chart, Jupiter will be transiting in your fifth house for the next 12 months. This position brings opportunities for romance and better relations with your child or children. It could even signal the birth of a child. By contributing its positive energy to your house of creativity and investment, it will help you in getting a new project off the ground, or maybe even in speculation in the stock market. For Taurus rising people, Jupiter will transit through your fourth house, where it indicates an improvement in your living conditions, maybe even a new home or a new car. There will also be better relations with your mother and improvement for her circumstances. The planet of increase in the fourth house also indicates increase in property values and assets. Since the fourth house is the foundation of the chart, Jupiter's transit here gives you more overall confidence. Gemini rising charts will experience Jupiter transiting in their third house, where it will bring you opportunities in your immediate environment. This is the planet of increase in your third house of skills and talents, therefore picking up some new skills or finding new uses for your talents. Since the third house is the house of personal desires, you also get more involved in satisfying those desires. The third house is your efforts and initiative. Jupiter here impels you to try to do more. If you have a Cancer rising chart, Jupiter spends the next 12 months in your second house. The planet of increase in the house of personal finances is good. Usually, there is some uptick in income. This position also produces better relations with your immediate family. It's the planet of opportunity in the house of speaking. But Since the second is also what goes into the mouth, this transit can result in eating more and richer foods with the attendant increase in girth. Leo rising people get to experience the Jupiter transit in a very direct way, since it will affect their ascendant. This position of Jupiter brings opportunities across the board, along with a big dose of optimism. The main issue will be resisting the temptation to jump on everything that shows up, with the risk of getting spread too thin and then nothing gets finished. Since the ascendant represents the body as a whole, and Jupiter indicates increase, there can be weight gain. Also, Leo naturally wants attention. Jupiter's transit will make you even more inclined to seek the limelight. For Virgo rising people, Jupiter's transit in Leo hits their 12th house, where it brings opportunities in foreign lands, with unknown people, and with institutions. But this is also the planet of increase in the house of expenses, so better get ready for some expenditures which may come from an unknown quarter. In other words, be unexpected. Since Jupiter is also a spiritual planet, and the 12th house is one of the moksha houses, this transit can signal progress in meditation, more self-understanding through introspection, increased intuition, and making you, therefore, more wise. If you have a Libra rising chart, Jupiter will spend the next 12 months in your 11th house. This is a good transit, the planet of increase, in the house of profit and gains, friends and associates, and goals and ambitions. The profit picture is up, and there's an increase in your social circle and improved relations with them. And this transit brings expanded ambition, hopes, and dreams. But you have to be careful of the rose-colored glasses scenario. In other words, don't abandon realism. Scorpio rising people will have Jupiter transiting in their 10th house, where it will bring increase and opportunity to the career area. This transit helps a lot if you have your own business or if you are intending to start one. The Jupiter transit in the 10th house brings an increase in professional and or public activities. This is also the planet of improvement in the house of status, reputation, and position. For Sagittarius rising people, Jupiter spends the next 12 months in your 9th house, where it brings opportunity for long-distance travel, higher education, and publication of your works. The planet of conciliation in the house of father and guru is good for improving those relationships in your life. Jupiter is the planet of expansion, here in the house of religion, morals, and meritorious deeds, and thereby encourages you to manifest more in that area of your life. You will feel the urge to make your beliefs and philosophies known to everyone. If you are Capricorn rising, Jupiter transits through your 8th house for the next 12 months. Traditionally, this transit indicates a potential for inheritance, or in some way, to benefit through another person's wealth. Since the 8th house represents your partner's money, whether spousal or business partner, this transit can bring increased prosperity to your partner. Jupiter, as the planet of wisdom in the house of esoteric knowledge, can help on that level. But the planet of increase in the house of chronic health problems might not be a good thing. If this part of your chart is already problematic for you, this transit can indicate the return of or increase of a constitutional health issue. Aquarius rising people will have Jupiter transiting through their seventh house, the house of one-on-one relationships. The obvious interpretation is opportunity for marriage. If you are already married, Jupiter improves that relationship. Other types of one-on-one relationships also can improve or increase, for instance, clients, which are another seventh house matter. Since the seventh house is also distant places, the planet of opportunity in this sector of your chart leads to opportunities away from home. And lastly, Pisces rising charts will experience Jupiter's energy in the sixth house, where it can improve your job situation, as well as relationships with coworkers. Typically, the planet of opportunity transiting through the sixth house manifests as employment opportunities. So, if you want a new job, now is the time to put yourself out there. Jupiter, being a magnanimous, conciliatory planet, also helps in dealing with conflicts you may be having with others. The downside is that the planet of increase in the house of problems can actually multiply your problems. For everyone, if in your natal chart you have planets in Leo or in the opposite sign Aquarius, Jupiter's transit will have a positive effect on those planets' significations for the coming 12 months. And one more thing for this week. The new moon will be on Wednesday, July 15th, at 29 degrees Gemini. This begins the lunar month of Shravana, named for the nakshatra Shravana, the lunar sign of the full moon, on July 31st. It's supposed to be a good month. Shravana is associated with learning, teaching, social interaction, making peace. But notice the exact conjunction of Mercury and Mars, a rather problematic combination that leads to impatience, thinking too fast, and incautious decisions. So, the birth of the lunar month is tainted with this adverse energy, and may prove to be not so good after all. The best course would be to exercise extra caution, count to 10 before you blurt out your thoughts, and try to be patient when others are expressing themselves too forcefully. The exact combination of Mars and Mercury will be functioning for all of this week. Okay, that does it for this week's look at the celestial agenda. Thank you for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter at Astro News Report.